Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Find out what's at stake for a pastor at risk of deportation from Turkey to Iran. Then, celebrate with Bible translators on how some collaborative tools are bringing God's Word into minority languages. It's a story you won't want to miss, so keep listening for it in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Turkey, where an Iranian pastor who's lived there for over a decade is facing threats of deportation.
We're seeing this across the boards where Turkey is putting the pressure on, arresting, or driving out ministries and pastors.
Joel Richardson with Global Catalytic Ministry says Pastor Mojtaba Ahmadi has been deemed a threat to national security in spite of his peaceful record in Turkey. But if he returns to Iran, he'll face further trouble. Richardson says Christians there receive more than a slap on the wrist when detained.
They're going to be treated really harshly. And even in some cases, there's even threats of execution.
And the political climate in Iran has mafia-like overtones.
Citizens turn each other in, and that's how they'll kind of gain favor with the government, have a better opportunity for, you know, financial gain and this type of thing.
In this environment, believers know they have no recourse.
And so it's this type of psychological terror that the government uses and holds over the Christians.
And while persecution often strengthens the church,
it's not always that neat and clean and cut and dry. In the reality is oftentimes persecution does cause people to leave the faith.
Please join us in praying for joyful endurance of believers in both Turkey and Iran, along with the protection and restoration of Pastor Ahmadi. Meanwhile, it's been nearly a week since Syria's de facto leader Ahmed al-Shara assumed the role of interim president. That same day, military leaders associated with his administration suspended the nation's 2012 constitution. It could take up to 4 years to hold official elections and up to 3 to draft a new constitution. It's a fragile time, to say the least. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says his concerns remain despite the promises of Syria's new leaders.
You know, in 4 years, you could do whatever you want in the country.
To him, actions speak loudly, and al-Shara has acted by appointing only people from his own party to lead. Another concerning point came in early January, this one affecting the children of Syria.
They want to change some of the books, the textbooks for schools, the curriculum. Now, we did not see so far any, you know, putting Christians in jail or anything, but it's tough what's happening.
But in all this news, Sharaya reminds us that God still has the good news for Syria.
God loves the people of Syria, all of them, and he wants people to come to faith in his son, Jesus Christ.
And that's why your prayers right now matter. Would you stop whatever you're doing to pray for Syria? Remember them this week and learn more the full story at our website.
We're still having people coming and, you know, be part of our training programs online.
And some believers aren't wasting any time getting God's Word into minority languages. Collaboration is key to accelerated Bible translation. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
we're trying to bring all these people together and energize them about this work. If we tried to do all this work ourselves, we would exceed our capacity, but the network is very powerful.
He's referring to a global network of churches and church planters, all focused on translating scripture into minority languages.
We just finished our global church-centric Bible translation forum, and about 60 leaders representing 24 nationalities involved in church-centric Bible translation. We gathered in Kenya to share the vision, inspire our new initiatives, celebrate groundbreaking achievements, to encourage relationships directly between the church networks.
One translator from South Sudan met the team who created the tools that he used.
He said, the translation made it possible for us to translate God's word into my people's language for the first time. And he's just thanking him all over the place. And the Jordanian guy is weeping, because he finally met somebody face-to-face who was using this work outside of Jordan.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.